Biden's DHS reaffirms, no records on 377K border crossers freed into U.S. by John Binder on January 11, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is reaffirming that it has no records on more than 377,000 border crossers released into the United States. In September 2022, the Transactional Research Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request with DHS officials to secure information about the more than 377,000 border crossers currently enrolled in the ATD program by the Biden administration. Last month, DHS officials responded to the FOIA request, stating they had no records on the more than 377,000 border crossers released into the U.S. Interior via the ATD program. In the agency's latest response, officials again said they have no records of the hundreds of thousands of border crossers released into the U.S. Interior, but that such findings should not be taken as an indication that excluded records do, or do not, exist. The Biden administration has drastically grown the ATD program. The latest figures show that close to 378,000 border crossers are enrolled in the ATD program. Compare that figure to September 2019, when a little more than 83,000 border crossers were enrolled in the program. In the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE year-end report for fiscal year 2022, agency officials admit to having significantly expanded ATD enrollment from an average daily population of approximately 23,000 active participants at the end of FY 2014 to 321,000 by last year's end. These ATD enrollees represent a fraction of the 4.8 million border crossers and illegal aliens who have either final deportation orders or pending deportation orders but remain living across American communities, including 1.2 million who have been ordered deported by a federal immigration judge. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.